You're listening to SBS News.
Scott Morrison insists he doesn't want to see anti-vaxxers demonised for refusing to get the COVID-19 jab as Australia edges closer to a major immunisation milestone. The comments were made after former New South Wales Premier Bob Carr on Twitter called for anti-vaxxers to be stripped of their Medicare reimbursements should they later contract the virus and be treated in hospital. The Prime Minister says he respects a person's right to choose should they not want to get the vaccine.
You know, we live in a country where we're not going to go around demonising those who want to make their own choices. I think that's very important. That's not how our government sees it. Of course we want people to get vaccinated, but we're not going to take that heavy-handed approach, which the Labor Party just always seems to like doing, whether it's Bob Carr or many of the others who we've seen come down with those types of views. It's not our approach.
Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt is anticipating Australia will pass the 90% first vaccine dose national milestone sometime on Thursday. To widen vaccine availability in Australia, the Therapeutic Goods Administration has rapidly assessed vaccine access for 6 to 11-year-olds, giving provisional determination to Moderna for its Spikevax shot in this young age group. Spikevax is already provisionally approved for children aged over 12, and Moderna has applied for it to be authorised for youth under 12 years. Mr. Hunt says 37 million vaccinations have been recorded, which is significant for the nation's protection against the risk of coronavirus.
In a country general practice, in an Indigenous medical clinic, in a suburban pharmacy, someone will be the Australian who ticks us over 90% of 16 plus who have a vaccination. And what that has meant is that we have been protecting Australians. And that's an extraordinary achievement, and I want to thank and honour all of those who have contributed. So today is a milestone day in protecting Australia and reaching a 90% vaccination rate during the course of today.
And Victoria has detected 1,313 new local COVID-19 cases and 4 further deaths. And 85% of the state's population aged over 12 years is fully vaccinated in Victoria. Meanwhile, in New South Wales, more than 250 new local cases have been recorded on Thursday and 1 death from COVID-19. Over 90% of the population aged over 16 years has had 2 vaccine doses, while 94% have received a single shot of a vaccine. And Queensland health officials have detected 2 new local coronavirus cases, including a fully vaccinated driver from a ride-sharing service. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says if further unlinked infections emerge, the government will consider imposing further restrictions.
If we see more unlinked community transmission on the Gold Coast in the next 24 to 48 hours, we may have to put in place some further restrictions. Therefore, people should consider on public transport on the Gold Coast, they should consider about wearing a mask, but also too if they are in crowded situations. So we want to protect people on the Gold Coast, but we do now have 2 unlinked cases on the Gold Coast. So please, Gold Coast is not at that 80% yet. You're doing a great job, but we just don't know where these cases have come from.
And Victoria has detected 1,313 new local COVID-19 cases and 4 further deaths. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.